This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Dub Nation, you're invited to take your seat.
Take a seat
at the Warriors Roundtable.
It's a three, in and out, rebound, Payton, out to Curry, lets it fly, three ball, left corner pocket.
Welcome to the table on the exclusive home of your Golden State Warriors, 95-7 the game.
Curry fires away, three ball, above the break.
Here's Kevin Dana.
Right there.
And Gary St. Jean.
Kevin might be on assignment tonight, I believe, and so I get a chance to fill in live from Cleveland. Warriors and Cavaliers tomorrow night, game three of the road trip. Big win last night against Brooklyn. We'll talk about that in a moment, but you're on the round table, so give us a call, 888-957-9570. Hit the text line, same number, 888-957-9570. If you have a comment or a question, you can hit me up on Twitter. At Warriors Fox. It's Warriors VOX. My name is Tim Roy. And I got to tell you, tonight is kind of like it's the nostalgia hour, because at one point, and some of you may know this, that I was one of the Sacramento Kings broadcasters up in Sacramento, late 80s, early 90s. And I had a chance to do a coaches show, a weekly coaches show at a sports bar in Fair Oaks with one Gary St. Jean, who, of course, former coach of the Kings, coach of the Warriors, assistant coach of the Warriors, general manager of the Warriors. And he and I had a great time at this sports bar in Fair Oaks for a couple of years. And so I welcome Gary to the broadcast, and all I need is an order of wings, I guess, and I'll feel just like home.
Well, this, Tim, you couldn't have said it better. This is really special, and I miss you. I haven't seen you in a long time. And
it's been a while.
Yeah, but I sure am following this team, and it sure is exciting, and that was a heck of a tilt last night.
Oh, no question. Let's get right to it. That was a special win. There are some wins on the calendar that are just bigger and better than others. And that was one, saying, going in against two guys that are future Hall of Famers, Kevin Durant and James Harden. They didn't have Joe Harris, who's a key part of what they do. But I really love the fact, saying, that in the third quarter, the Warriors establish a lead. But Wiggins has four fouls. Steph has four fouls. And now with about 7 minutes to go in the quarter, both of those guys are on the bench. And not only do they keep the lead, they stretch the lead. I was so impressed with that. I thought that was a great run for the club.
Well, I think it's an exclamation point on this early point in the season about the depth of this team. And the way they're playing on both ends of the floor. You know, the defense has just been a constant. I think they're playing as hard as anybody in the entire league, flying around out there on defense, but with purpose. You know, the coaching staff has done a great job. You bring Andre Iguodala back, and you got Steph, and Draymond, and pretty soon you'll have Klay. So you got all these guys that have gone to the graduate school of Ron Adams and understand all these defensive schemes. You bring in some, and Kevon Looney was part of that as well. And then you bring in these intelligent guys, you know, Bielitsa and Porter, and you've got the big heart of Payton and Lee and Anderson playing so well, and all of a sudden Kuminga's getting in there. So I don't know. We're going to play a baker's dozen here pretty soon. The contributions from all these guys, it's just nobody has it going like the Warriors. And Tim, you know, after my days with Milwaukee, I was coaching with the Nets for a couple years. Well, in all my years, and the New York crowd is tough, I have never heard them cheering for an opponent to launch a three, and I've never heard them chant MVP for anybody. So Mr. Steph Curry, he's got the league right in the palm of his hands, and my gosh, he's earned it.
You know, I say this all the time to people when they ask me about Steph Curry, and it's so funny. We'll watch people walk in, like last night, a husband and a wife, and they've got two young kids. The husband and wife have Nets gear on, and both kids have Curry jerseys, you know, because he, you know, he has that it factor with those kids. And so he just has that star mentality, star persona, and he brings that, and people want to see that. They want to get excited. They want to see him launch from half court. They want to see him make the incredible crossover dribble. And so it's really funny. Yeah, but you're right. We've seen crowds cheer for Steph before on the road, but not like that in a city like New York. You know, New York or Brooklyn, you know, you can, I guess, talk about the fact that they are across the river, but still, it's still the New York City area, and these fans are intensely loyal to their teams. So I thought that was amazing last night, that the crowd was roaring and chanting MVP. We heard a Warriors chant in the first half. It was just remarkable. I want to ask you about a couple of guys. And again, you can join the conversation at 888-957-9570. Tim Roy, Gary St. Jean, this is the Warriors Weekly Roundtable. I want to ask you about Gary Payton II, and you know, a little bit about not only the journey for a player like that, say what you think about that and what impresses you about his journey, but also about, you know, the factor that he has with his defense and how he changes things when he gets on the floor. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, my gosh, you and I have been around the block many times, and we've seen a lot of guys that we call it a cup of coffee. They get a chance at one team, and it doesn't work out, and they get to another one, and it works for a little while, and then they get to the guaranteed contract, and it doesn't work out. You know, Tim, what really impresses me with this guy is his belief in himself, and you can feel how positive he is, and you can see the energy and effort and enthusiasm, but it's the defense, and he elevates the team. You know, obviously everybody loves these lob dunks. The one that earlier in the week that that Steph threw to him, I was like, this guy's only 6'4", 6'3", and gosh, it was really up there. And you know, I'm happy for the guy. And you know, we obviously all know the connection. His dad, a great Oakland legend, great defender, and you know, he didn't fall too far from the tree. I just love the way he picks up at like 85, 90 feet every single time. And it's refreshing. I think he's invigorated Steph on the defensive end. Everybody loves being around the guy, and he's earned everybody's respect. And the icing on the cake, earlier in the week or maybe late last week, he had a great run. He came off the floor, and Steve Kerr just about hugged him. He had his arms around him and was smiling. And you know, you're just happy to see a guy like this having this run.
Yeah, he spent his time in the G League. He's bounced around with a couple of different franchises. And even, say, when we we were talking with a couple of the guys with the Los Angeles Lakers, and or when Chicago was in town, and Alex Caruso and Gary had a conversation before the game because they both had played in the G League together. And my thought was, oh, this is so cool. Two guys who were like, you know, had each other's backs while playing in the G League, working real hard, and now they're both solid, established pros. And so to me, I love that kind of a story. But not only just to make it, but the impact that he's having right now. When he gets on the floor, a steal is in the offing. They're going to get a steal at some point when he's on the floor. They're going to get a lob at some point when he's on the floor. And so he's a game changer right now. And I think other teams now have to recognize him and adjust to him, which is the ultimate NBA compliment.
Well, Tim, and let's compliment the ownership, management. For a while, I thought they were going to leave the 15th spot open because of the salary cap ramifications, the luxury tax. But they debated Bradley, who's down there with the Lakers now. And frankly, I don't know that he could have played as well as Peyton's playing, as Gary's playing. I mean, it's just great to see. And it's just the energy that he's brought to the team. I mean, guys like Draymond and all these guys looking at him and Andre, and they're looking and saying, wow, you know, this is great. And it creates an identity for your team, as you said. When they go on the road, they'll be in Cleveland. And don't you think that Winnie Garland's son isn't being told, you better be alert and sharp, and Rubio will be alert too, because, as you said, whether he's on the ball where he applies great pressure, which I love because your defense starts out front, or when he's off the ball, the ability to get in the passing lane or get in the paint and get in traffic and get a rebound, those are plays that help you win ball games.
You mentioned Winnie Garland and the Cavaliers. Of course, tomorrow that's the game three of the road trip. It's going to be a 4:00 pregame, 4:30 airtime right here on 95.7. The game, Jim Barnett's going to be alongside. Right now, they are down in Brooklyn. Kind of an odd piece of scheduling. The Warriors were just in Brooklyn. The Cavaliers were down there yesterday waiting to play Brooklyn tonight. And the Cavaliers are putting together a pretty good third quarter and now trail by 11, 75-64. But they're really banged up. They're missing four or five starters in this game tonight, and they're off to a great start. Cleveland's off to a good start. They're 9-6 coming in. Washington's off to a great start. What teams have surprised you so far?
Well, heck, you and I are going to go back to, holy moly, we're going to go back to the 80s, to when, you know, when 90s maybe, when Cleveland was really good with Lenny Wilkins and Price and Nance and all those guys in Washington. My God, we might have to go back to Manute Bol's days there.
Wow.
You know, it's really, I have to look at the standing and say, are they really there? And it's really cool for me because both these guys coaching in these places, I knew their dads really well. Wes Unseld's son coaching in Washington, and then Bernie Bickerstaff's son coaching there in Cleveland. And you know what? Years ago, I remember going to Chicago pre-draft camp, and you see young coaches get a chance to coach teams. And I had to ask somebody, I said, who is that guy? And he just caught my eye with his voice, his energy, and his knowledge. And so I'm happy that these guys are getting an opportunity. And as you said, Cleveland, you know, losing Sexton, and now with Mobley out, what, 3 to 5 weeks or whatever they're saying. Mobley, right, to me, is the talk of the league as far as the rookies go. And, you know, Sexton's in a contract year, and we mentioned Winnie Garland's son. And then, you know, Kevin Love's, you know, on the outside looking in. And but, you know, they got Josh Allen, and they've done a heck of a job. You know, Rubio is a great facilitator, and a coach loves to have him. Now, he's not a consistent shooter. He's kind of hot and cold, but it's great to see these teams doing a good job, and, you know, there'll be a big crowd there tomorrow night, and you know what? That's another chance to get a road win, so you get excited.
What do you think is the – the biggest thing that the Warriors bench is bringing to the table right now?
Well, I really think it's the defense, because their abilities to switch and contain the dribbler. Now, the two big keys for me, if they can, you know, you're going to keep playing small. Tim, you know this. You got to rebound, and they're doing that. And I think they've been, you know, they've had their hiccups not taking care of the ball. I think that's the only nemesis they've got. They get a little lax once in a while. We saw that down in Charlotte. And on the other side of the coin, what's the reward of playing that great defense? Well, then they get out in the open court, and you got all these guys that can handle, they can pass, they can finish, and they're unselfish. You know, Steve Kerr's mantra: I've got a good shot, but I see Tim over in the corner, and he's got a great shot. No hesitation. The ball moves to the next guy. There is nobody in the NBA playing like the Golden State Warriors. Now, you get to the playoffs, you get to play a team seven times, you may get used to this pace and the ball movement and averaging 30 assists. But right now, it's very difficult as a coach to prepare your guys for this style of play. And to me, I'm biased. This is beautiful basketball. This is the way the game is meant to be played. People movement, ball movement, no Harden isolation game. It's a beautiful game.
There's no doubt about that. And a lot of your former colleagues and scouts and just people who cover the NBA come up to me and say, well, I watch the Warriors all the time just because I love watching them play. Gary St. Jean is, of course, our analyst here on the Warriors Weekly Roundtable. I'm Tim Roy, filling in for Kevin Dana. You can chime in with your questions and comments about the road trip, upcoming homestand with big games against Toronto, Philadelphia, and Portland. 888-957-9570. That's your number to call in or text. Warriors single game tickets are on sale right now. All home games available, including those upcoming games I just mentioned, live at Chase Center. Get your tickets now at Warriors.com or call 888-GSW-HOOP. Representatives are standing by. Roundtable continues right here in your home for the Warriors, 95.7 The Game.
Each and every member of Dub Nation has a seat at this table.
If everybody would please take your seats.
The Warriors round.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Our table has returned on 95.7 The Game.
Knocked it down straight on for about 28 feet.
Now back to Kevin Dana and Gary St. Jean.
Kevin on assignment tonight. I'm Tim Roy filling in. I'm in Cleveland. Warriors and Cavaliers tomorrow. Cavaliers currently playing in Brooklyn. We have one final in the association so far tonight, and it's a nice win for Charlotte. They beat Washington 97-87, despite 24 points and 7 assists for Bradley Beal. So the Wizards are 10-4, and the Hornets are 9-7. So that's the only final so far tonight. Talking with Gary St. Jean, we're going to talk about a couple of different things I want to get to. But I did ask on Twitter at Warriors Vox, Warriors VOX, for people to chime on in. And Gary, I want to pass this one along to you. Ren says, Gary is back, and he's got a big exclamation point. Missed him on the pre- and post-game telecast. So that's got to make you feel good.
Well, it does. You know, Tim, chapters close in the book. You move forward, and I'm enjoying semi-retirement. My daughter Emily has a 2.5-year-old grandson, William, and my new business card says, Papa's Limo Service. So I pick up William from daycare, and we have very heavy NBA discussions on the way home from daycare.
And, I'm sure he's talking
I'm
about
having
two
a
for
blast.
One.
Nobody ever told me how great it is to be a grandfather. So
well, congratulations.
It's all good, and I'm That's enjoying great. This weekly discussion with you guys and periodic interviews and but I miss everybody. That's the thing about the NBA. You know, 40-plus years in the league, you win games, you lose some games. It's the people. And so many great people along the way. And, you know, you and I have enough stories. We could talk for hours, all the fun times we had. And, you know, that's what it's all about. But, at this point, I'm just really enjoying watching the games here at home and you know, periodically opening a nice bottle of red, maybe Priest Ranch, who we did some commercials for last year. And I almost spilt one on top of myself last week, Tim, when Steph threw that lob to Peyton. That got me up out of my chair, and I don't move too quick anymore.
Well, that's good that you're loyal to the brand, and it's also good that you didn't spill it too badly. But Joe chimes in on Twitter, and he wants to know, what is Wiseman working on, and who does he lean on for knowledge and wisdom? Well, right now with the team on the road, he's dealing with some of the coaches and trainers who are back in the Bay Area. So he's working, you know, he's leaning on those people. But saying at this point for a guy coming back off a knee injury, I would imagine he's kind of working on everything. What's your view of that, and what kind of things do you think he's working on right now?
Yeah, and you know, the big word is experience. You can't teach experience. And here's the key. He's going to get stronger. You know, he's a heck of an athlete. We know he can run, and he's got good hands, and he jumps well. But he's going to be working on his shot. He's going to be working on with some, you know, some coaches working on the pick and roll in the middle of the floor, slipping it, catching it, finishing it. The two things I think they're going to really look for, and if he wants to get minutes on the floor, I'm not letting the cat out of the bag. He's got to rebound the ball on the defensive board, and he's got to be an intimidator in the paint with shot contestment or shot blocks. If he does that, everything else is just frosting on the cake. And there is a guy who's one of my favorites, you know, going back to these championships years, that I'm sure he can lean on for some advice, and that's Zaza Pachulia. I just love Zaza. He's just a great guy and loves the game, and what a just a luxury to have him around, being in the front office and learning different aspects of it, but a veteran voice that can help him, I bet, on the floor now, along with some of the other guys who have been staying behind to help work with him. The good thing I'm hearing about him, Tim, and I'd say this about Poole, they listen and they work hard. And, you know, you know this. There's some young players that got all the answers, and they learn pretty quickly the NBA is a pretty tough place. And what I'm pleased about is these guys want to learn. They want to get better. And, you know, you can't have a better environment to be in, to be here with this crew, with the coaching staff and players.
No question. And I think the other thing, Saint, that we should remind people about Wiseman is to look at Poole. Look at Poole, yeah. And okay, he's in year three now. How much better is he now than in year one? So here's James Wiseman, who's coming back to the team. He still, in year two, has not had a training camp or a summer league. And so, to me, I think we all have to kind of pump the brakes a little bit on the expectations for him and let him come at his own pace. Yeah. And I think that's one of the cool things about this start for Golden State, is I think now with the way they're playing, they can kind of bring Wiseman along at a pace where he's comfortable and is not thrown into the water too quickly. And so I think that's going to be good for him. I really do.
Yeah, you know, really well said. And, you know, last year maybe they put him out there and let him go. And you know, you learn by your mistakes, but it wasn't easy. And as you noted, the injuries. But, you know, you know this. Remember Pete Newell, all the older fans, the great coach at Cal and NBA executive, one Olympic coach. He had a big man's camp in Hawaii. And, oh, my gosh, so many players went there. Well, his edict was to the different teams. If you have a big, and unless he's like, you know, steps in there and just dominates, it takes 3 years to find out who they are. That's the development process. So your comparison to Poole is right on, because we saw Poole, you know, launching and just, you know, I thought he was strutting early, and he had a look on his face, but I see maturity, and I see a guy who's learned from these veteran guys. And I'm confident that's going to happen with Wiseman. And Tim, he's like a wild card. What happens if he comes out there and we see dramatic improvement? What happens? That's a good problem for Steve Kerr. he's going to be talking to you how the heck to distribute the minutes here, because you got a lot of guys playing really well. And, you know, like, for example, I was just reading Hoop Pipes before we went on the air, and I saw that Steph has a kind of a bruised hip and questionable for tomorrow. And I saw Andre's looks like he's out for tomorrow with a hip issue. So, again, here's opportunities for guys to step up and get minutes. Damian Lee, my gosh, what did he have, a streak of like 6 games with double figures? So, you know, getting some minutes there at the off guard. And, you know, in Andre's position, you've got Juan Toscano-Anderson salivating, ready to get in there, and Otto Porter. So, you know what? This team, because of its depth, can withstand a night where a couple guys may be out.
Yeah, no question about that. I think that's a very good point. And I think the value of having a deep bench is shown with the Warriors right now, because they will have people who can fill in, maybe not to the level of the people that they're replacing, but I think they'll have people that can really help the Warriors and maybe keep them on the winning path. It's, and we'll have to wait and see what happens with that. I've got a couple things I want to talk about. BTC has chimed in on Twitter. You can hit me up at Warriors Vox, or you can give us a call at 888-957-9570. Either text or call your questions about the Warriors and the NBA. I want to remind you, the Warriors 21-22 season presented by Kaiser Permanente, and also that the Warriors are teaming up with Kaiser to turn points into meals with Swishes for Dishes. For each point the Warriors score this season, 100 meals will be donated to Bay Area families in need. Go to warriors.com/swish to learn more. Warriors and Cavaliers tomorrow, 4 o'clock with the pregame, 4:30 with the tip here on 95.7 The Game, and then at Detroit on Friday, wrapping up the road trip, 3:30 the airtime, 4 o'clock is the tip as the Warriors will take on Cade Cunningham, the overall number one pick in the draft, and the Detroit Pistons, then back home for a Sunday tilt against Toronto, a 5:30 tip, 5 o'clock with the airtime. Jim Barnett will fill in for Tom Tolbert on that broadcast as well. The upcoming broadcast presented by Ticketmaster. When we come back, I'm going to ask Gary St. Jean about Klay Thompson and about designing plays out of timeout, something I think Steve Kerr and his staff do really well. That when the Warriors Roundtable continues here on your home for the Warriors, 95.7 The Game.
If you've just joined us, don't worry. We saved your seat.
Sit down.
Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down.
At the Warriors Roundtable on 95.7 The Game.
Curry behind the back. Wade stops it. Pops on the way. Ridiculous three on the right sideline.
Now, here's Kevin Dana and Gary St. Jean.
I think Kevin Dan is out scouting tonight. I'm Tim Roy filling in for him. I'm in Cleveland, Ohio, where the Warriors will take on the Cavaliers tomorrow afternoon on the West Coast. 4 o'clock with the pregame show, 4:30 with the tip. I'll be joined with Jim Barnett. Right now, I'm joined by Gary St. Jean here on the Warriors Weekly Roundtable. And, of course, you can always chime in at 888-957-9570, either on the phone or via text. Let's go to line one. Julian in Oakland, you are on the round table with Tim Roy and Gary St. Jean.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I just wanted to say this year's Warriors team has reminded me a lot of that 2015 team that won 73 games. It feels like every game we go into, like, I just think we're going to win. We got guys up and down the roster that can pretty much specialize in whatever the opposing team throws at us. And I just wondered if you guys also see those similarities between that 2015 team.
But Tim,
I don't know if they're going to go 73 and 19.
Wholeheartedly,
but
you know, in my mind, it reminds me of the years that before Kevin Durant came. And, you know, because you're small and you don't have that just absolutely fabulous player on your roster. And that team, I don't even know if that team had as good a bench as this, though. The time will tell. But, you know, you go anywhere around town. I'm out here in Danville, and my gosh, I mean, it's back. I mean, that's all everybody wants to talk about. It's just a great feel around town.
What it will also remind people, I think you're right. To me, it feels like the 14-15 team, you know, where they're, I don't know if they're going to go 73-9, but I think they're going to win a lot of games, and I think they're deep. BTC on Twitter wants to know, how long will it take for Klay to be comfortable and for the Dubs to be reacquainted with Klay? It's been a long time.
You know, Tim, I don't think it's going to take long, because there's two things that stick out to me. His shooting is just spectacular. I mean, when you put him and Steph out there, that's, I guess Mark Jackson said it years ago, that's maybe the best backcourt ever. And he has a way of getting in the vision of the passer, the man with the ball. He gets one pass away, or he drifts in the right spot. You know, the one thing that I think we should be a little patient with, coming off the ACL and coming off the Achilles, time will tell how he does defensively. Tim, you and I have talked about this in the past, that some nights he guarded either the one, two, or three, whoever the best player was on the opponent – or who had the hot hand, he'd guard him. And, you know, we'll have to see how his lateral mobility is, his quickness is, and that might not be there right away, but I don't know. I think the shooting will be there, and he's such a savvy veteran, and I just think guys love playing with him. So if all goes well, I think he's going to hit the court running maybe a little bit before Christmas.
You know, I don't know a player in the league that doesn't like Clay. I mean, really, he's universally beloved. So I think everybody's going to be rooting for Clay when we keep this going. I wanted to ask you about going to a timeout, and you've watched Nelly do this, and you did it yourself. How hard is it to come up with a tweak of a play, maybe a tweak of a play that you run all the time, or something you've had in your back pocket, and it comes out of a timeout? Because over the last years, you know, some odd 8 or so years, I've watched Steve Kerr and his staff, and invariably, you know, when they've had the talent to do it, they design these incredible plays coming out of timeouts that result in easy buckets. How hard is that to do?
Well, let's always remember that great players make great plays and they make great coaches. You can draw all you want. If you don't have guys that can finish and follow the game plan, you're going to be in trouble. Tim, I'll throw a funny at you. Now the coaches aren't wearing sport coats anymore or suits.
Right.
So everybody, you know, we watch the NFL on Sunday and we see the big laminated play sheet that those guys have, and they're protecting their voice so they won't be lip reading. And so then they're calling in the play to the quarterback. Well, the coaches in the old days, and I don't know how many guys still do it, but we had what we called a cheat sheet, and it was all of our plays on there. And it was normally like an index card, and you had your play calls and all that kind of thing. And then you probably had a breakdown of key plays, say for Steph Curry, for Draymond, or for Klay Thompson, or for whoever. Now, whether you wanted a jump shot, whether you wanted an ISO, whether you wanted a post up. And then you had what we call need situations. Now, it's not only just you got to have 2-point plays, you got to have 3-point plays, you got to have plays to what we call get in, just to get it in because you're up 1 or 2 and you've got the possession with the clock low. And then it's a matter of drawing that play and selling it to your team, I think, is important. And a lot of times you've practiced, maybe in the shoot-around, because it varies game to game, because going into the game, you're looking at matchups that you like. So what you do is pick out, tomorrow, let's say. I would say that Rubio has pretty good hands, but I don't think he's exceptionally quick. Maybe you're going to go at him off of pick and roll, and you can shake him or something. And you're breaking down who's on the floor. Obviously, you'd go at Love if he was on the floor. So you're looking at who's going well for you and who you can attack on the other team. And then you got, and we always talk about time and score. And that's the key also, knowing how much time. We say this, that was less than 3 seconds, you got a 1-pass play. If you have 3 to 6, you have a 2-pass play. And you can go on and on here. So it's, my gosh, those were fun situations to be in. And when they work, oh boy, does that feel good. And Steve Kerr, let me tell you guys, I'm going to say it again. He and Mike Brown and all these guys, and now with all these assistants, each game, they're, you know, I know my son's Greg is coaching down there in Dallas with Jason Kidd, and they're adjusting their play card every single game. And that's the beauty of having these big staffs now.
Well, let's go to line one, because Robin in the city wants to talk about the coaching staff. Hey, Robin, welcome to the Warriors Weekly Roundtable. I'm Tim Roy along with Gary St. Jean.
Yes, I know, and it's the first time I've ever called in and spoken to either one of you. I just want to say it's a pleasure, and thank you for having me on. I would like to say to you, Mr. Roy, that depending on who's calling the game nationally, I don't want to badmouth anyone who I cannot stand to listen to. I will turn down the TV, even though it's second behind, and listen to you on the radio and watch the game. And Mr. Stinks, I go to Lenardi's, and I bought all my teen crap for my gumbo. So you guys are doing some excellent jobs. I do want to say that I'm a Warrior fan that is cautious. I don't want to get everyone loves you when you're winning, okay? So I'm a little cautious. I'm not overzealous like a lot of our fan base. But the shooting does bother me, consistent shooting. But what I wanted to call in and say, really, guys, is that I really appreciate this process of the front office, how they put this back together, how they flipped, how Bob Myers, they're not really, success starts from the top down, not the other way around. And you have to get the talent, and then you got to have the coaching. And so a lot of our fan base would badmouth Kerr, say he didn't know how to develop players and this and that, but that's not the case. What are we seeing? And sometimes it's a long process. I don't know if this team is going to be what it is next year. I don't know if they're developing and moving forward to get better pieces to fit that 3-year window and bridge the gap. I don't know any of that, but those are all possibilities. But I just wanted to put that out there in the universe and see if you guys got any feedback. Peace out.
Thank you, Robin. Appreciate the call and some interesting things there. And you know, we were talking about this at dinner tonight, saying that, you know, Joe Lacob and Bob Myers and the whole front office staff, when Kevin Durant let them know that he was leaving, he's going to go to Brooklyn and be, you know, join Kyrie Irving and be a free agent. And so what do? They very easily could have just let Kevin walk. But they engineered the sign-and-trade with D'Angelo Russell, and what happens? Now that's Andrew Wiggins and Jonathan Kuminga, and where they could have had nothing. And so now they've got two, you know, important pieces on their team out of that, you know, free agent walking. And to me, that's thinking outside the box. That's saying, okay, we have a worst-case scenario here. How can we get something out of it? And that's genius to me.
Tim, that young lady, boy, what a great breakdown. I loved listening to her. And I love Lunardi's, yeah, too, so I go here in Danville. But I got to share with you, you're hitting it. Listen, why did that all come about? It's about respect and communication. You know, it was, okay, I'm going to leave. We respect your privilege to do that. And now can we... we're leaving on real positive terms because there's mutual respect, and then we have a relationship with your agent, and so work together. And what comes of it? A tremendous deal. When you break it down now with Wiggins, just since that humongous game, showing me more and more, and it excites me. And Kuminga, we haven't even talked about him, you know, playing so well in practice that Steve had to reward him with some minutes. And my gosh, he got on the floor and he did a heck of a job. So I thought that breakdown was great. And you, with the 3-year window with these older guys, and then you got these young pieces. So kudos to all parties involved.
Well, Sam, really quickly, we've only got a minute left here, so I'm going to let you go in a second. But 408 says Curry is the perfect role model for young players, no question. We're getting a lot of kids in the league. Look at Trae Young. I mean, that's definitely Curry influenced with ball handling and shooting. 925 says I want some of Saints wine, and 925, I agree with you. I want some of Saints wine as well. So.
Hey, Tim, I got an email from an old buddy who grew up in Rome, New York, and he remembers listening to you in Utica at WIBX in the early 80s.
That's right. That's right. 95 on your dial, 95 a.m.
How about that?
That's crazy. But, hey, say, this was fun.
Timmy, listen, I loved it. You made my night.
We didn't have to. The only problem is we didn't have to feed you. We didn't have to, you know, you didn't have to sign autographs, if you know what I mean. So I'm going to let you go and have yourself a great night. And come on and say hi to us in the booth there at some
point. We'll do it. You got it. Thanks, pal.
All right, man. That's Gary St. Jean. I'm Tim Roy. We're going to wrap up the Warriors Weekly Roundtable here on our flagship station. Let's run down a couple of quick scores for you. Cavaliers in Brooklyn, they drop a 109-99 decision. James Harden, 27 points, 10 rebounds. Darius Garland, as Gary St. Jean correctly pointed out, the son of Winston Garland, he had 24 points, 5 rebounds, and 6 assists. It was Atlanta 110. Boston 99, John Collins 20 points and 11 rebounds. Detroit upends Indiana 97-89. Cade Cunningham with 16 points and 8 rebounds. Meanwhile, Charlotte knocks off Washington 97-87. Terry Rozier had 19 for the Hornets. Heat 108, Pelicans 91 with a minute 20 to go in that one. Orlando wins at Madison Square Garden. They beat the Knicks 104-98. Milwaukee 107. The L.A. Lakers 100 with 91 seconds to go in that one. Minnesota 77, Sacramento 72, end of three quarters. And Oklahoma City leads Houston 83-74 in the fourth quarter. Dallas at Phoenix, Chicago at Portland, their later starts. Talk to you tomorrow at 4 o'clock with a pregame show with Jim Barnett, Warriors and Cavaliers. I'm Tim Roy for Gary St. Jean and all concerned here on your home for the Warriors, 95-7 the game. 5-7 the game.
If you've just joined us, don't worry. We saved your seat.
Sit down.
Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down.
At the Warriors Roundtable on 95-7 the game.
Curry behind the back. Wade stops it. Pops on the way. Ridiculous three on the white sideline.
Now, here's Kevin Dana and Gary St. Jean.
I think Kevin Dana is out scouting tonight. I'm Tim Roy filling in for him. I'm in Cleveland, Ohio, where the Warriors will take on the Cavaliers tomorrow afternoon on the West Coast. 4 o'clock with the pregame show, 4:30 with the tip. I'll be joined with Jim Barnett. Right now, I'm joined by Gary St. Jean here on the Warriors Weekly Roundtable. And, of course, you can always chime in at 888-957-9570, either on the phone or via text. Let's go to line one. Julian in Oakland, you are on the round table with Tim Roy and Gary St. Jean.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I just wanted to say this year's Warriors team has reminded me a lot of that 2015 team that won 73 games. It feels like every game we go into, like, I just think we're going to win. We got guys up and down the roster that can pretty much specialize in whatever the opposing team throws at us. And I just wondered if you guys also see those similarities between that 2015 team.
Well, Tim,
I don't know if they're going to go 73-19.
Wholeheartedly. In my mind, it reminds me of the years that before Kevin Durant came. And, because you're small and you don't have that just absolutely fabulous player on your roster. And that team, I don't even know if that team had as good a bench as this, though. The time will tell. But, you go anywhere around town. I'm out here in Danville, and my gosh, I mean, it's back. I mean, that's all everybody wants to talk about. It's just a great feel around town.
What it will also remind people, I think you're right. To me, it feels like the 14-15 team, where they're, I don't know if they're going to go 73-9, but I think they're going to win a lot of games, and I think they're deep. BTC on Twitter wants to know, how long will it take for Clay to be comfortable and for the Dubs to be reacquainted with Clay? It's been a long time.
You know, Tim, I don't think it's going to take long because there's two things that stick out to me. His shooting is just spectacular. I mean, when you put him and Steph out there, I guess Mark Jackson said it years ago, that's maybe the best backcourt ever. And he has a way of getting in the vision of the passer, the man with the ball. He gets one pass away, or he drifts in the right spot. The one thing that I think we should be a little patient with, coming off the ACL and coming off the Achilles, time will tell how he does defensively. Tim, you and I have talked about this in the past, that some nights he guarded either the one, two, or three, whoever the best player was on the opponent, or who had the hot hand, he'd guard him. And, you know, we'll have to see how his lateral mobility is, his quickness is, and that might not be there right away, but I don't know. I think the shooting will be there, and he's such a savvy veteran, and I just think guys love playing with him, so... if all goes well, I think he's going to hit the court running, maybe a little bit before Christmas.
You know, I don't know a player in the league that doesn't like Clay. I mean,
that's
really
true.
He's universally beloved, and so I think everybody's going to be rooting for Clay when we keep this going. I wanted to ask you about going to a timeout, and you've watched Nelly do this, and you did it yourself. How hard is it to come up with a tweak of a play, maybe a tweak of a play that you run all the time or something you've had in your back pocket and it comes out of a timeout? Because over the last years, you know, some odd 8 or so years, I've watched Steve Kerr and his staff, and invariably, you know, when they've had the talent to do it, they design these incredible plays coming out of timeouts that result in easy buckets. How hard is that to do?
Well, let's always remember that great players make great plays and they make great coaches. You can draw all you want. If you don't have guys that can finish and follow the game plan, you're going to be in trouble. Tim, I'll throw a funny at you. Now the coaches aren't wearing sport coats anymore or suits.
Right.
So everybody, you know, we watch the NFL on Sunday and we see the big laminated play sheet that those guys have, and they're protecting their voice so they won't be lip reading. And so then they're calling in the play to the quarterback. Well, the coaches in the old days, and I don't know how many guys still do it, but we had what we called a cheat sheet, and it was all of our plays on there. And it was normally like an index card, and you had your play calls and all that kind of thing. And then you probably had a breakdown of key plays, say for Steph Curry, for Draymond, or for Klay Thompson, or for whoever. Now, whether you wanted a jump shot, whether you wanted an ISO, whether you wanted a post up. And then you had what we call need situations. Now, it's not only just you got to have 2-point plays, you got to have 3-point plays, you got to have plays to what we call get in, just to get it in, because you're up one or two, and you've got the possession with the clock low. And then it's a matter of drawing that play and selling it to your team, I think is important. And a lot of times you've practiced, maybe in the shoot-around, because it varies game to game, because going into the game, you're looking at matchups that you like. So what you do is pick out, tomorrow, let's say. I would say that Rubio has pretty good hands, but I don't think he's exceptionally quick. Maybe you're going to go at him off of pick and roll, and you can shake him or something. And you break him down who's on the floor. Obviously, you'd go at Love if he was on the floor. So you're looking at who's going well for you and who you can attack on the other team. And then you got to, we always talk about time and score. And that's the key also, knowing how much time. That was less than 3 seconds, you got a one pass play. If you have 3 to 6, you have a two pass play. And you can go on and on here. So it's, my gosh, those were fun situations to be in. And when they work, oh boy, does that feel good. And Steve Kerr, let me tell you guys, I'm going to say it again. He and Mike Brown and all these guys, and now with all these assistants, each game, they're, I know my son's Greg is coaching down there in Dallas with Jason Kidd, and they're adjusting their play card every single game. And that's the beauty of having these big staffs now.
Well, let's go to line one, because Robin in the city wants to talk about the coaching staff. Hey, Robin, welcome to the Warriors Weekly Roundtable. I'm Tim Roy, along with Gary St. James.
Yes, I know, and it's the first time I've ever called in and spoken to either one of you. I just want to say it's a pleasure, and thank you for having me on. I would like to say to you, Mr. Roy, that depending on who's calling the game nationally, I don't want to badmouth anyone who I cannot stand to listen to. I will turn down the TV, even though it's second behind, and listen to you on the radio and watch the game. And Mr. Sinkta, I go to Lenardi's, and I bought all my teen crap for my gumbo. So you guys are doing some excellent jobs. I do want to say that I'm a Warrior fan that is cautious. I don't want to get everyone loves you when you're winning, okay? So I'm a little cautious. I'm not overzealous like a lot of our fan base. But the shooting does bother me, consistent shooting. But what I wanted to call in and say, really, guys, is that I really appreciate this process of the front office, how they put this back together, how they flipped, how Bob Myers, they're not really, success starts from the top down, not the other way around. And you have to get the talent, and then you got to have the coaching. And so a lot of our fan base would badmouth Kerr, say he didn't know how to develop players and this and that, but that's not the case. What are we seeing? And sometimes it's a long process. I don't know if this team is going to be what it is next year. I don't know if they're developing and moving forward to get better pieces to fit that 3-year window and bridge the gap. I don't know any of that, but those are all possibilities. But I just wanted to put that out there in the universe and see if you guys got any feedback. Peace out.
Thank you, Robin. I appreciate the call and some interesting things there. And you know, we were talking about this at dinner tonight, saying that, you know, Joe Lacob and Bob Myers and the whole front office staff, when Kevin Durant let them know that he was leaving, he's going to go to Brooklyn and be, you know, join Kyrie Irving and be a free agent. And so what do? They very easily could have just let Kevin walk. But they engineered the sign-and-trade with D'Angelo Russell, and what happens? Now that's Andrew Wiggins and Jonathan Kuminga, and where they could have had nothing. And so now they've got two, you know, important pieces on their team out of that, you know, free agent walking. And to me, that's thinking outside the box. That's saying, okay, we have a worst-case scenario here. How can we get something out of it? And that's genius to me.
Tim, that young lady, boy, what a great breakdown. I loved listening to her. And I love Lunardi's, yeah, too, so I go here in Danville. But I got to share with you, you're hitting it. Listen, why did that all come about? It's about respect and communication. You know, it was, okay, I'm going to leave. We respect your privilege to do that. And now can we... we're leaving on real positive terms because there's mutual respect, and then we have a relationship with your agent, and so work together. And what comes of it? A tremendous deal. When you break it down now, with Wiggins just since that humongous game, showing me more and more, and it excites me. And Kuminga, we haven't even talked about him. You know, playing so well in practice that Steve had to reward him with some minutes. And my gosh, he got on the floor and he did a heck of a job. So I thought that breakdown was great. And with the 3-year window with these older guys, and then you got these young pieces. So kudos to all parties involved.
Well, Sam, really quickly, we've only got a minute left here, so I'm going to let you go in a second. But 408 says Curry is the perfect role model for young players. No question. We're getting a lot of kids in the league. Look at Trae Young. I mean, that's definitely Curry influenced with ball handling and shooting. 925 says I want some of Saints wine. And 925, I agree with you. I want some of Saints wine as well. So.
Hey, Tim, I got an email from an old buddy who grew up in Rome, New York, and he remembers listening to you in Utica at WIBX in the early 80s.
That's right. That's right. 95 on your dial, 95 a.m.
How about that?
That's crazy. But, hey, say, this was fun.
Timmy, I loved it. You made my night.
We didn't have to. The only problem is we didn't have to feed you. We didn't have to, you know, you didn't have to sign autographs, if you know what I mean. So I'm going to let you go and have yourself a great night. And come out and say hi to us in the booth there at some
point. We'll do it. You got it. Thanks, pal. All right, man.
That's Gary St. Jean. I'm Tim Roy. We're going to wrap up the Warriors Weekly Roundtable here on our flagship station. Let's run down a couple of quick scores for you. Cavaliers in Brooklyn, they drop a 109-99 decision. James Harden, 27 points, 10 rebounds. Darius Garland, as Gary St. Jean correctly pointed out, the son of Winston Garland, he had 24 points, 5 rebounds, and 6 assists. It was Atlanta 110. Boston 99, John Collins 20 points and 11 rebounds. Detroit upends Indiana 97-89. Cade Cunningham with 16 points and 8 rebounds. Meanwhile, Charlotte knocks off Washington 97-87. Terry Rozier had 19 for the Hornets. Heat 108, Pelicans 91 with a minute 20 to go in that one. Orlando wins at Madison Square Garden. They beat the Knicks 104-98. Milwaukee 107. The L.A. Lakers 100 with 91 seconds to go in that one. Minnesota 77, Sacramento 72, end of three quarters. And Oklahoma City leads Houston 83-74 in the fourth quarter. Dallas at Phoenix, Chicago at Portland, their later starts. Talk to you tomorrow at 4 o'clock with a pregame show with Jim Barnett, Warriors and Cavaliers. I'm Tim Roy for Gary St. Jean and all concerned here on your home for the Warriors, 95-7 the game.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.